friends! We are continuing our study of Sefer Mishlei. Shir should be a special schus l'refuas ben yamin simcha ben adina minyab, so shar chalei Yisrael, and l'schus yidid nafshi rav Ram Yitzchak ben Esther, he and his entire family should have bracha v'slacha b'chol ma'aseh yedeyem. We are perek aleph, pasuk dalid, l'aseis l'psayim armelet and daradas l'adnaradas umzima, and we are studying the commentary of Rabbi Eliyahu Mivilna, the Vilna Gaon, based on the Shiurim of Hagaon Rabbeinu Reb Moshe Zatzal. The Psaim Orma, what does it mean that it gives meaning, Torah, it gives Psaim, it gives the fools, Orma, it gives them cleverness. Kisuga Chachman Echlech L'kama Minim Pratim L'Gra writes, because the category of wisdom is broken up into certain small types. Umehem chacham varom. There are one category is a chacham, a wise man, and the other is an arom, is a clever man. V'chacham hainu misha lamad v'kibel v'yodea harbe. And a chacham is somebody who learned and accepted and knows a lot. V'arom hu yodea lefatos v'lomar dvarim tovim u'misukim. A chacham knows a lot. An Aram is somebody who knows to lefatot, meaning literally to seduce, to say sweet, delicious, seductive words of Torah, or sweet, delicious, seductive words in general. V'oven tamun belibo, but in his heart he has oven, he has sinfulness. So on the outside he looks great, this Aram, but on the inside he is rotten. And somebody who recognizes and understands this is also called arm. That what Torah does is somebody who is easily seduced because he's so naive and he doesn't know shtick, through this, through Torah, through these Mishlei Shlomo, he will become Arma, become more clever. As it says, I am wisdom, and I dwelled with cleverness. And then he will understand the pitui, the seductions of the Yetzer Hara. So there's a Chacham who knows a lot, and then there's an Arma who's either himself seducing others, he's very sneaky, and then you have a person who it won't make him sneaky, but it'll make him understand the sneakiness of others, and then he'll be able to offset that. Arum is a special koach when chachma is chal on a person, when a chachma takes effect on a person. Ve'anachash haya arum mikol chayis asada, Targum Yonasan, ve'chivya hava chakim, beautiful. Targum Yonasan says that the snake, the nachash, with the chivya, was, it's interesting that the word in Aramaic for snake is the same as chava. Isn't that interesting? So the snake was chakim, was wise, was clever. Arom is translated as chakim. Arom ein lo levushim, a naked person. So what's the connection here between arma, which is this cleverness, and an arom, a naked man? An arom doesn't have levushim. Mi sheyesh lo levushim, eino yachol isgalos belevush acher. Somebody who has levushim, an arom, a naked person, doesn't have clothing. Somebody who has clothing cannot reveal himself in a different clothing. Right now he's wearing these clothing. If a person's arom, a person's naked, he can put on, he essentially doesn't have a lavush. So therefore he can always switch his lavush. It could be in a positive sense, and it could be in a negative sense, that you are changing your lavush. We have a Mishnah on Tmura, Ketzid Ma'arimim, and Chavdalad Amad Beis, which isn't not necessarily a bad thing. There you're doing a Tachbula in order to be Mafkia, the Bechor, from Chiyuv Bechor. So, but that's what the Mid of Orma gives a person, that you can reveal yourself in various different Levushim, in various different in clothings. So that's the tzad hapoel shel ha'arama. That's the active side of ha'arama. Again, what's the word? Ha'arim. is to reveal something in a certain levush. In this case, it's bypassing Kedushas Bechora. It could be for the good, it could be for the bad. The passive side of Ha'arama stands opposite the revelation of things. An Arom is somebody who understands the matter in its ma'arumav, in its nakedness, in its true form, and not in the levush in which it was revealed. When a person is an Arom, if he's clever, he sees things as they are, and not as they reveal themselves. So for example, if you have a person who's a fake, and he has a langa board, he has this long beard, and this big kippah, and he davens a long Shemoneh Esrei, so a person's an Arom, they can see through that, and they know that's just his levush, but that's not who he really is. So, like they say in modern Hebrew, Yevshar la'avod alav, you can't fool this guy, you can't pull the wool over his eyes. So, the tzara poel is that you're able to reveal things in a certain levush, and that's the active side of Ha'arama, of being an Arom, and the passive side is seeing things as they are. The opposite of an Arom is a pesi. Later on in Mishlei, it says, pesi yamin l'chol davar. That's why it says, l'psaim arma. It gives a pesi, a simpleton, or a fool, it gives him arma, it gives him this cleverness. So it says later on in Mishlei 14:6-15 that a pesi believes anything. In other words, a person like this accepts everything they give him because all he understands is the levushim. So whatever lakshin, that's what they say in the modern parlance, whatever lakshin they try to sell him, he'll take. He'll just accept it because his ikar tfisa is in the levushim, how the matter is revealed to him. Bilavushim, there is absolute shlita. There is absolute control of the person being Moser HaDvarim and the person being Mekabel HaDvarim. Because the Levushim you can build in a way that it's very well accepted. Now a Pesi, it's important to know, is not a Shaita, he's not Stam a fool. He's a Bardas, and his foolishness is that he only perceives things in their external form. So you can sell him things, you can just show the right, give the right levush, and he'll buy it. That's what advertising is. Advertising is intended to appeal to psaim. No offense, because we all have that a little bit, that we look at the external levush, and therefore we don't see through what the product really is. You know, they try to sell a car, you know, by showing that a really cool guy is driving the car, a really pretty woman is sitting on the car. So that's the levush, but you don't know what the car is really about. Eidus Hashem ne'emana machkima aspesi. An Eidus Hashem is ne'emanut amitit. Eidus Hashem is true faithfulness. Eidus is passing things over as they are. That's ne'amanus. An aid has ne'amanus. Mesira ne'amana shel hadvarim kamo shehem. Le'achar she'apeti asak be'idut ne'amana zo, harei shu mufka kvar mimatzav shel tfisat halavush bilvad. After the pesi is osek, and this eidus ne'amana, he is mufka. He is now precluded from this situation of only seeing the levush. So Torah allows people to see through the external. He is no longer in a situation where ya'amin l'chol davar, pesi ya'amin l'chol davar, a pesi believes everything. Oh no, no, no. He sees things as they are. The capacity to perceive things as they are or in their levush is in a person's nefesh. B'koach ha-seichel, it is in his intellect and his koach ha-dimyon and his power of imagination. The koach ha-dimyon is where you are able to pass things over to a person, give things over to a person that contradict the seichel, and he still is makabel them because he's living in his world of dimyon. We all sometimes have dimyonis. We imagine things, we'd like things to be a certain way, even though they're not that way, but nevertheless we're makabel them with our koach of dimyon. The Sforno in Bereshis 3:1 writes, V'nachash ha'ar mekol chayis ha'sad, the nachash was the clever of all animals of the field. V'ram ruzal shayas samoel rochev olav. Chazal already tell us that Samoel rode on him. V'hu she'akoach ha'misaveh Hamachti yasize b'emtzos hakorach hamidame hamovel alav demyone atanugim achomrim hamati miderech hashlemus hamachuvin meis hakel yisbarach ki amnom korach hamisav demyone atanugim avilam alav hametzuyim lekochas agashim esapolos umachtim kavanas veratzun hakel yisbarach kshelay iskom aleim hakorach hasikli v'yim chabem kamram ein of libes hasuri dechata asher alze esir ba'amr v'los hasurach ve'levavchem v'chorei nechem v'yar mikol chayis esade ki hakorach hademyone hamovel tumunas atanugim alakorach Hamisava, Haya Chazak Bem Yoser Mimasha Haya Bishar Bali Chaim, Karma Kolagodal Mechaver Yitzor Godal Emenu, Vyomra La Isha Kisichla Cholosh is Atzel Me is Bainain. I'm going to explain in a moment, hopefully. Velo Skomi Maladinya Koze, Vitsira Az Kocho Hamidame, Ki Omnam Afki Amar Lokim, Shafo Pish Amar Lokim Losochlu Mates Adas Pentamusun, Mekomokom Lois Ames Ze, Vachena Marshak Shanachash, Vuadimian Hiskil Lassim Safig Ze. So this is pretty awesome that this was the Nachash and the Samal, this angel was riding on him, and that is that the Koach HaMisave, the power of desire makes a person sin through the world of dimin. You get all these imaginations. That's really, sweet friends, olam hazeh for you. That a person gets imaginations, what sin is going to bring him, not in our world, but in the outside world, and with nashim, with money, with various tanugim, and he has this koach hadimyon, he follows his koach hadimyon, and it just destroys him. Very often it destroys a person. And here it destroyed Chava, because Chava was stronger in the Dimyon than she was in the Seichel. She should have activated her Seichel to tell her what the Donachash is saying is a bunch of nonsense, a bunch of baloney. But no, she followed her Koach HaDimyon, and even though God says not to eat lest you die, it's not really true. She followed the Nachash, she followed the Dimyon, she followed her imagination, that God is really not out for their good, he's out for their bad, God's afraid of them, God is jealous of them, he doesn't want them to know to be like God, to be like Elohim, and Memela, she ate from the tree. So Chava's downfall was following her Koach HaDimyon and not her Seichel. That's the Nekudas HaChet of Adam HaRishon, and that's Mefurish in the Moira in Perek Aleph, and in Chelek Aleph in the 82nd chapter. The Rambam is Magdir one time in the Shmoyne Prakim, the Koach HaSechel and the Koach HaDimyon, and they are going in opposite directions. And he's Marich in the Moira, maybe we'll have a shir on that, very important. In the Moira in Chelek Aleph in Perek Ayin Gimel in the 73rd chapter about this inyan of the Koach HaDimyon versus Koach HaSechel. The Sechel is Machzik. Etzlo rak et hashmiya shel hadvarim velo tmunatam. The Sechel is the intellect understands things as they are heard, as they are understood, and not their external picture. In the Sechel is the Koach to understand, perceive things as they are, to break it down to its bare parts, to see things in their pnimius. The Dimyon allows a person to illustrate things, to make pictures, so the Seichel understands things, and then the Dimyon then embellishes them with its own shtusim. The Tfisa of the Seichel doesn't allow them to remain in the Nefesh. The Dimyon is the koach that gives the possibility to be mala, the tziur, the illustration of everything, to elevate an illustration of everything that was once absorbed by the seichel. Havana teora shel haseichel mitzad atzmo hayta ne'elemet miyad lachar shadavar netpas atzmo hanetpas atzmo haya ne'elam. So if it's you're just in the world of the seichel, you get it in the seichel, and then it would disappear. Koach ha-dimyon makes a roshem on you. That's why you have mishalim are for the koach ha-dimyon, because the story that you tell, that allows the idea, the seichel part, to remain with the person, the picture you saw. Today they have that with videos. They want to give you an idea, but it's always with a picture, and they're showing this guy running to show you how, oh, you really have to exercise and overcome and how good you'll feel. And then they have the voiceover. They have to appeal to the koach ha-seichel and dimyon at once. If it was just seichel, it wouldn't remain there. And that's what it says in the Arizal, in Eitz Chaim, that the dimyon is the kli of the seichel, that after the seichel does its job, the dimyon allows it to stay there, it gives it a picture. It's no longer pure intellect. It emerges that these two kochos help each other. Dimyon, that is not at all criticized, that is not at all mevukar, controlled, guarded by the seichel, is just shigaon, right? Your seichel tells you that this is dimyon. If you're just kokulo, ganz dimyon, then the person ends up in a mental hospital, if he's all imagination. Shekol shein lo klei kibul shel ha-dimyon, seichel, shein lo klei kibul shel dimayon, hare shein lo achiza itzel ha-adam. A seichel that doesn't have a receptacle with dimyon doesn't remain by a person. Ulam kol makom shel ha-dimayon hu rak betor kli alav chal ha-seichel, v'tu lo. Im ha-dimyon mitpashet v'noten et tumunat ha-dvarim kfi shemitztayeret al pi ratzono shel ha-adam, hare she-dimayon ba'alim al ha-seichel she-yomar ken l'tumunat ha-dvarim shenitztayera. So all the dimyon is supposed to be is a kli on which there is seichel and no more. If the dimyon expands itself and makes a picture for a person about how he wants things to be, so then the dimyon becomes bailim on the seichel, and it says yes to things that the picture that the seichel made, that the dimyon made. And that's where people start making mistakes in life. The ratzon activates dimyon beyond its place as a kli for Kabbalas HaSeichel. It's only supposed to be a kli for Kabbalas HaSeichel, but it goes beyond that. It makes pictures of what you want, and all of a sudden people start having fantasies. It makes a distorted picture of reality based on what the person wants. The Seichel mitzad atzmo, it's not shaykh the Seichel shemekha toast, because the Seichel is true emes of a person. A person has to be knowing al pi the seichel. Seichel is Torah legamrei. Seichel is koach haneshama. Neshama shenasata bi tahorehi. People start making mistakes when the seichel is not pure. When something covers over the truth. When there's a nartik, when there's a sheath over the seichel. The inyan of Hotzas Chama min Artika that Chazal says is going to happen lasid lavo. The sun coming out of its sheath is Gilui ha-emes. When it's in the sheath, the emes is covered. Seichel, when it's covered by dimyon, is lack of emes. Seichel is neshama. Pure seichel is not supposed to make a mistake. It's when the dimyon gets involved, that's when mistakes began to start being made. Dimyon mishamer et tmunat ha'avar v'al yidei kach yotzer ma'arechet shleima mikol ha'dvarim sheneru v'netpesu b'zeh achar zeh. Kol ha'afsharut shel tfisat ma'alach ha'dvarim hi rak al yidei ha'dimayon shemetzaref ma shehaya l'ma shehoveh. What imagination does is it preserves a picture of the past, and through that it creates an entire system of what it's seeing now. In other words, the whole possibility of understanding a mahalach is by dimyon. Dimyon is what guards the pictures of the past, and then it sees what's happening now, and it puts everything together. The Rambam says in the first parak of Shemona Prakim that by Dimyon you can raise to your soul pictures of things that never existed. And that's when you start making a mistake in this world. So if you are taking pictures of the past and it's real, it's really what happened, your imagination is bringing up those forms, those events, those episodes, and then you're mitzarif, you connect it to what's happening now, you're not necessarily going to make a mistake, because that's based on what really happened. What Dimyon does is it's able to make pictures that never happened. And that's what people do. That's what worry is. That's what fear is. That a person has all these pictures. Oh, this is going to happen to me, and that's going to happen to me. He makes an entire system of things that are going to happen to him. All these different pictures, all these different fears that have no basis in reality. They never did happen. They're not happening now. How does he know they're going to happen in the future? But that's what people do. Their koach ha-dimyon allows them to create a distorted picture of this world. Dimyon, koach ha-sechel, lachul al ha-guf, eino choreg leolam migeder inyanei ha-guf. Kol tfisa shel ha-dimayon hu rak b'malchei ha-geshem. Hasechel kemvoar b'ktvei ari, ein bo shum makom legeshem. Dimyon is where the sechel, the power of the intellect, takes effect on the body, and it never veers from matters of the body. The whole tfisa of dimyon, the whole tfisa of imagination, is only in the mahalchei hageshem, is only in the world of gashmius. The sechel we see in the ksavim of the ari has no makom legeshem. It only perceives the essence of the matter and not the external lavush. Dimyon isn't tofes the mahus. The only way it's able to be tofes the mahus is through the lavush. Seichel gets beyond the lavush, it gets to the essence. Dimyon can only perceive the essence through the lavush, through the covering, through the enclothing. Pesi, his chachma, is not enough to be mafkia him, to remove him from a situation that the dimyon shall be sholed on him, and therefore he's mam in the chol dover. Any picture you show him, he's going to believe that, and he's going to believe that, and he's going to believe that. You show him the right picture, the right video, and he's on board, right? Because he's in the world of Pesi, and he's not seeing through to the essence of the matter. And that's the special inyan of Orma, the possibility of the seichel to rule over the imagination and to activate it according to what is desired. Hanachash Aharon explains this for now. He gave things over in such a way that they will be perceived in the approach of the imagination, even though they are false. That's what the Orma is. That's what the Nachash Orma was. He was able to give over the Levush in such a way that Chava bought it. In Ma'amari Chazal, we see explicitly that the Pu'ulas HaNachash was Pitui, was ruling on the Dimyon of Adam and Chava. Ibn Ezra, Nachash Hishiani Pitani. It was a Pitui. It was a seduction. A seduction is looking at the external. What happens when a woman seduces a man? So he's looking at the external of this woman and the externals and what it's going to give him, and then he has all these Dimyonis about the pleasure he's going to get. And a lot of times, or usually, it is to his detriment, if it's obviously not his wife. That's to his detriment. But he is only hopping onto the levush of the matter and not the seichel of the matter. If this is the right thing to do, if this is going to bring him good or bring him bad in this world, in the next world. So that's Hanachas Hishiani Vochal. The Nachash seduced me, Pitani, the Ibn Ezra says. He showed me the external of the matter, and he created this distorted, perverted picture of this world and of Hashem, and I was seduced. And that's the inyan of the Pesi, who's mamin l'chol davar. Somebody who has no chachma, and his whole tfisa is only through dimyon, so his pitui is begeder shel ones, because he doesn't have koach shlita on his dimyon. He doesn't have power to rule over his imagination, and therefore we find that pitui ktana ones, we find in Yevamos 33:2 that seducing a ktana is considered onus. It's like raping her, because all a ktana has is her world of dimyonis, and she doesn't have the pure seichel, so there she doesn't really have a choice. It's ones. Somebody, however, who is nenas al pi seichel atar, in other words, he is given over things as they really are, and therefore his intellect is obligated to accept them. So even though it's an ones, it's not his choice, it's against his will, he's being forced, but it's in his seichel. His seichel is telling him that's the way it has to be. So that's for his benefit. So pitui ktana is ones. Seducing a ktana is, even if she agrees, since she's only in the world of Dimyon, that's considered ones. But there's a positive ones, which is al pi ha-seichel. And that's when the seichel compels a person to accept what is true. So we are not finished yet with this mahalach, but we've learned a lot of important things about seichel and Dimyon. So we would like to continue, please God, in the next shir, and we will see continuing niflos mitoras Hashem. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.